tumultuous couple of weeks for the world of rugby in this country, and it led to Ewan McKenzie resigning after the game on Saturday night. They went down painstakingly at the end, right on the death of the game. But whether they won or not, he was out, apparently. And the man of the moment now is Michael Checker. He joins us now. G'day, Michael.
Good morning.
Well done, mate. Fantastic.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
It was a big day yesterday. Finally, the deal was done. It was obviously a 24-48-hour period that was furious negotiation.
Yeah, it was pretty surprising, first of all. I had no idea. I was at a mate's Bucks weekend, Bucks Day on Saturday, so I was taking it relatively easy, you know. So, the next couple of days, there was a lot going on, lots to think about, too, you know. About,
absolutely.
Not just from a rugby point of view also, but, you know, the direction it takes to life, too, you know. And so we were able to, you know, obviously it's a massive honour. So, you know, you don't say no when you're in your country, if you're asked by a country to coach, and it's probably a position I never thought I'd be in, so... No, I wanted to make sure I was in the best position to do the best possible job I could.
Do you have a list, Michael? Like, the pros and the cons. Yeah, you know, and do you sit down and go through that sort of process?
I think not really. It's not like going to take on a club team or something like that. You know, there's issues around timing and, you know, is it the right moment for you, etc. But
yeah,
I think when it comes to your national team, I don't think it's. Now we're talking about coaching Australia. I don't think it's very Australian. If, you know, there's a bit of a, you know, it's obviously not going fantastically with what's been happening, and you can't just sit back and say, well, I'll let that unfold and, you know, throw eggs, like I said yesterday. It's more a bit, you know, saying, well, first of all, you've got to decide if you're up to it, because, you know, you've got to have a certain quality to do it, I suppose, and then, or if you can get to that level and then hopefully do your best. From there, it's more like in any coaching position to make sure that set upright, you know exactly what you can and can't do, because that link, you know, within the organisation, through the coach down to the captain and through the players, is key to have really good environment around the team.
Can it suck the fun out of life, Michael?
No, not for me it won't.
Yeah, and that's because, important, isn't it?
You know, yeah, that's right. Like, at the end of the day, there's a lot more serious things happening in the world, you know. This is rugby and it's a great game, and yeah, there's a lot of people counting on you to do well, and you've got to enjoy that responsibility. You know, if it's a burden, there's no point in doing it. And that's certainly one of the philosophies I've learned from, you know, coaching for maybe however long it is now, I don't know, 10 or so years, 12 years, that, you know, maybe I wasn't like that at the start, and I've changed as I've gone to understand that that's a really important part for the coach too, because sometimes it doesn't go well, and you've got to back up the next week and make sure that you're performing at your best too, to make sure the players are ready to go. So I'm definitely one for making sure that, you know, as many smiles on faces, but then at the same time, when it's time to work, working hard, and if you can combine the two, enjoy working hard, then you've got a good formula.
Michael, because of the rushed nature of you taking on this position, getting in there with your support staff has probably been very difficult. Where do you sit with that at the moment?
My sort of idea of that would be that, you know, with the national team, you need to have the highest quality of coaching. You know, I think that a really challenging environment, guys with some different ideas, but each, you know, sort of expert in their own field, but understanding that, you know, we're binding behind one style of play. That's the perfect environment. So right now, I've kept one of the assistant coaches to go on the tour to give us just a bit of continuity around what's happening, and I've all worked with Andrew before, so I know he can do that for us. And then I spoke to a few of the other Super Rugby coaches to see about their availability to come on the trip.
Yep.
Just, you know, for a bit of let's all get in behind. But, you know, it was really hard logistics for everyone, 3 days. You know, most guys will start, every team starting their preparation without their Wallaby players, you know, in the next week or two, next couple of weeks. So it was almost an impossible ask. But I was able to ask Nathan Gray, who's done a brilliant job for us, the Waratahs, passionate, played for the Wallabies before many times, and I know he's going to do a great job when the time he's on the tour. And then when I get back, when I get back, I'll settle on talking to a few guys about taking that role leading into the next season.
Mate, it's a 3-year deal. You've still got another year to go with the Waratahs. Could you possibly keep doing the both jobs for a further 2 years?
No. No, that's right. Well, that's where I wanted to take time to agree on all the little issues, both with ourselves and with Waratah, so there's an expectation. So at Waratah, obviously, we're already building our succession planning. You know, we've got some really good coaching, and that's something we want to be strong with. We don't want to be flash in the pans there. You know, we want to make sure that they have a good succession plan, and I can then concentrate exclusively on, you know, the development of the national team as well with the other coaches. So that was always the agreement. It's a bit of a unique year next year too, because there's no inbound June series.
Yep.
So I think the way we'll set up, hopefully, is that there'll be one full-time coach. There'll be one coach who's definitely dedicated while the Super Rugby season's going on to, you know, the Wallabies coaching, and that he'll be coordinating all the information from the other states. And, you know, I suppose there's going to be an element of trust from the other coaches, you know, in me, because of, you know, doing the two hats next year. But maybe that's exactly what we need, you know, that ability to, when it's time, collaborate together and have that faith, and then when it's time to go back to the States, to get stuck into each other when we play each other.
Mate, I know that you said yesterday you didn't want to prejudice the situation with Kirtley Beale, and rightly so. It's clear, though, the last season with the Waratahs, he plays well under you as coach, so it would be ideal for you if he is there.
Oh, well, there's no doubt he had a great season last year. Like, he was brilliant, you know what I mean? And around, you know, his preparation, he was A1, and I think he was looking like that as a player. And like I said, you know, I'm sure that Friday, everything that needs to get done will get done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like I said the other day, I don't want to be like I'm trying to rebut the question or anything like that. It's pretty important that I do stay out of it and let it take its course.
Fair mate, do you still keep in touch with the fashion industry? We mostly see you in a tracksuit, but I know that you had great success in the fashion industry.
Yeah, it was good fun, but I can assure you all that I was not the style component of the fashion industry whatsoever. Most days I come to work just as a hobo. They say, "Are you sure you were in the fashion business before?" But no, I think I had more credible people around the styling part of the fashion industry. I was more in the back room part, or more in the management area.
Maybe I just thought maybe a shoe model or something like that.
Definitely not. Guaranteed.
Mate, in terms of the passion that you ooze, I know you're on a 6-month ban because of a couple of incidents.
Oh, yeah.
Does that worry you with the Wallabies?
Oh, no. I think I suppose, you know, I have my reasons. And the way most of the things I've been involved in have been, you know, that sort of turnaround idea. And I suppose what I'm trying to do is go, give an example. Sometimes I cross the line, which is no good. There's no doubt about that. I don't think that at the international level, if that's necessary, you know, I think that you're bringing players together. They're the best players in the country. They're pulling on an Australian jersey, and you know, that should be reason enough to go out there and be doing whatever it takes, you know, in regards to footy. So, I don't think that that's the same tactics, perhaps necessary from a mental, you know, development point of view. And it'll certainly be, I have to approach that in a slightly different way, but I still want to make sure that, you know, I deliver my feelings to the team at all times.
And you get that point across very, very well. Michael Checkerwee, thank you very much.
Well done, mate.
Keep
thanks
packing.
Thanks a lot, lads. Appreciate it.